Time blasts Trump for congratulating Nick Bosa instead of top pick Kyler Murray, a black man. By Dylan Gwynn on April 27, 2019. Tweeting congratulations to an athlete during the biggest week of their career is normally not a controversial thing. That is, unless the one writing the tweet happens to be the most powerful man in the world and a major mainstream media organization takes it upon itself to make a mountain out of a molehill. Then, things can get truly and profoundly stupid. Just such a perfect storm of silliness took place on Saturday, when Time took issue with President Trump tweeting congratulations to number 2 overall pick and noted Trump supporter Nick Bosa, and not sending kudos to number 1 overall pick Kyler Murray, a black man. Time's Tara Lore wrote, Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray was the first overall pick in the NFL draft on Thursday. But on Saturday morning, President Donald Trump decided to congratulate the number 2 pick instead. Former University of Oklahoma quarterback Murray, who is black, was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals and reportedly offered a $35 million contract. He's also an accomplished baseball player, and was 9th in the 2018 MLB draft. However, on Twitter the president congratulated Nick Bosa, the second pick, who was chosen by the San Francisco 49ers. Congratulations to Nick Bosa on being picked number 2 in the NFL draft, Trump tweeted. You will be a great player for years to come, maybe one of the best. Big talent. San Francisco will embrace you, but most importantly, always stay true to yourself. Make America great again. Bosa had been an outspoken critic of anthem protester Colin Kaepernick as well as a vocal supporter of President Trump. However, when it became clear that he would likely be drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, Bosa said he would no longer share his political views on Twitter. Law continued, including several tweets from Twitter users angry at the president for congratulating Bosa and not Murray. Of course, President Trump was among the first to congratulate Tiger Woods after his thrilling victory at the Masters a few weeks ago. So, while the president may be more inclined to congratulate supporters and friends, insinuating that race plays any role in that decision-making process is baseless. One would think Time would recall the president's congratulatory tweet to Woods, who is of both black and Asian descent. But hey, that was a whole 3 weeks ago. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.